The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Fried, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bruchim Haboyim. Today's topic is the employer-employee relationship through the prism of Halacha. As pointed out in the introduction in the booklet, the Torah focuses mainly on people's obligations as opposed to the current labor laws, which focus primarily on each person's rights. Well, technically, that's one and the same, because every right implies an obligation on the other party. The difference is mainly in attitude, that instead of the self-seeking enforcement of my rights versus your rights, we each have to focus on our obligations towards the others. What's unique about the employer-employee relationship as far as obligation is that we don't have a specific object that we can point to and say, this is what I'm obligated to present to you. We just have what's called a shibud haguf, and we need to define exactly what's included in this contractual obligation between the employer and the employee. So the sugya surprisingly begins with a sugya in brachas. This is on page 8 of the booklet. This Gemara in brachas tezayin omud aleph brings a brisa. This is around 12 lines from the bottom. Last word on the line, hapoyalim. The workers, shayoyisim lacha etz balabayis. Workers that were working under a specific balabayis, under an employer, karin kriyas shema. When it comes time for davening, they do read kriyas shema, mispalalin, they daven shema nasre. Va'oichlin piton, they eat their bread, and argirsa is ve'ein mevarchim lefaneho. They do not make the bracha rishayno, they do not make the brachas hamaitzi, because it is not midaraisa, Rashi tells us. They make two brachas when it comes to benching. When they finish their meal, they do make two brachas, which are considered d'oraisa. Ketzad, bracha rishayna, the first bracha, ketikuna, the bracha of hazon, they do regularly. Shnia, as a second bracha, poseach, with brachas ha'aretz, they begin, they open it with the brachas ha'aretz, the yinoida l'cha, that discusses the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. The koilin b'nei Yerushalayim, with brachas ha'aretz, they include in that bracha, they put together the second and third brachas of our benching, and they include Yerushalayim in the second bracha, and the fourth bracha is left out entirely. When is that true? If they are working for their own pay. If they're the kind of worker that's only getting paid for the actual meal, he doesn't get a paycheck, he works and gets paid, and he works and gets to eat. Or if the balabayas, the employer, is sitting and eating with them, then they bench regularly. The assumption is in those cases the balabayas is not makbid for them to bench the entire benching. And this is brought lahalacha. We move to page 9 in the booklet. This is the Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim, Simkuf Tzadi Aleph. Poilim ha'isim malacha, itza balabayas, workers who are working for an employer. Mekatzin berchas hamazon, they have to cut down in their berchas hamazon when it comes to benching. They used to use this more concise version, kedei shelo levato melachas balabayis, so as not to take away from the work that is due to the employer. Ketzat, poishena ketikuna, first bracha of hazan is done regularly. Ushnia pesechu berchas haoretz, the second one they begin with noida lecha and they include the berchas haoretz. V'koyel lebo bein Yerushalayim, they add into it the bracha bein Yerushalayim. V'choseim berchas haoretz. They do not say the fourth bracha, the bracha of Atev HaMetev Klal at all. That is completely left out, because that bracha is Drabona. When is this said? This is when they're receiving a paycheck. However, as the Gemara pointed out, if they're not getting money, they're not getting compensated through monetarily, they're only getting the ability to eat alongside the Baal Bayis. So then, mevarchin kol arba brachas ketikunon, they bench all four brachas regularly. V'chein balabayis mesev imohin, so too if the balabayis, the employer, is sitting and eating with them. Afal pish noten schar milvat hasuda, mevarchin kol arba brachas, then even though they are getting a monetary compensation, aside from the suda, still they bench all four brachas. We can assume balabayis is not makbid. Next halacha, the mechaber brings a halacha of the rishonim, that today is somehow different. Today, the minig is to bench all four brachas. Why? The standard practice today is not to be makbid over this. the employer, when he hires the employee, it's under the assumption, the working assumption, that he does not mind that he will bench all four brachas. That is the stam das. That's what we assume he had in mind when he hired them. That when it comes time to bench, he will bench all four brachas regularly. Last halacha in this simin, halacha gimel, is also lasis malacha ba'odei mevarach. You may not do any kind of malacha while you're actually working. This whole halacha precludes the fact that you may not be doing malacha at the time that you're benching. And as the Mishaburu points out, this is really for any bracha. You're not allowed to be doing any kind of malacha, whether it's for someone else, whether for yourself. Even a malacha kala, even the simple things, cannot be done while you're making a bracha. Okay, we now move to the Rambam. This is on page 11 of the booklet. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Chirus, the end of the halacha of hired workers. This is halacha Zayin. So he brings from this halacha that we mentioned that the worker is not allowed to bench the entire benching. He definitely cannot do the fourth bracha, and even shortens the first three into two brachas. We see how makbid the chachamim were when they set up benching, that so as not to cause the balabayas, the employer, to lose out. So therefore says the Rambam, kederach shemuzer balabayas shel yigzol schar oni. Just like the employer has to be very careful not to be stealing any of the wages of his poor worker, then we cannot withhold his wages. The poor man who is working, the employer who is working for the Baal Bayis, has to be specifically careful not to be stealing from the work of the Baal Bayis. So he may not be mevatel mat bekan by taking little breaks while he's working. He is inherently stealing from the Baal Bayis, and therefore mitzi kol yom b'mirmo. If he's going to take little breaks here and there, so then his entire day is considered as if he was using deceivery from the Baal Bayis. El chayv ledaktik al atzmoi. He must be particularly careful bizman with all of the time that he's employed to the Baal Bayis. Shaharei hikpidu al bracha revias shel berachas hamazon shel yavarchei. So you see the Chazal were makbid that you should not leave out the fourth bracha of benching, the yichiv derabbanon part of benching. They said you should not bench that particular bracha, so as not to lose from the work that you're supposed to be giving Baal Bayis, the employer. V'chein, likewise, chayv lavid b'chol koichai. While you're working, you have to be working b'chol koichai with at full strength. How do we know that? Sher Yaakov Atzadik, Yaakov Avinu the Tzadik, Omar, he said about himself, ki b'chol koichai avati asavichan. He was employed by Lavan, and he testified about his own work that b'chol koichai. Lefichach, the Rambam continues, this not only doesn't cause you a loss when you're working at full koyach, this causes bracha. Because Yaakov worked with all of his strength, not as schar zeis, he took the schar, af ba'ilam hazeh, shenemar, ba'yifay tzoyish ma'id ma'id, this actually caused him to become wealthy. So the Rambam is telling you something to keep in mind, that by being honest and going even above and beyond, but doing whatever you can do, b'chol koychai, to work for your employer, this causes not only the avoidance of an iser, of stealing from the balabayas, but it will cause bracha even in this world, and Yaakov subsequently became very wealthy. It's worth pointing out that this Rambam is the end of the halachas of schiras. To the fact that he's bringing a raya from Yaakov Avinu would sort of imply that it's not the standard for everybody, because then you wouldn't have to call him Yaakov HaTzadik, and you wouldn't have to bring the added bracha that he got to become wealthy. It would seem that this is part of like the musar that the Rambam brings at the end of many areas of halacha, which give you the proper attitude towards the entire series of halacha. So you're saying this is the attitude of the seicher, of the worker versus employer. We now move to the story brought down in the Gemara of Tainis on page 12 of the booklet, the story of Abba Chilkia. Three lines from the bottom, Gemara of Tainis, Chof Amin Aleph, page 12, Abba Chilkia, Bar Borei Dechoni HaMa'agel. Abba Chilkia, he was the grandson of the famous Chayni HaMa'agel, the one who made the circle around himself and davened to Hashem to bring rain to Kal Yisrael. So he was a worthy grandson, and V'chimitzterich Alma L'mitro, whenever the world needed rain, Havum Shadri Rabbanon L'gabei, they would send Tamidei Chachamim to him. Uboy Rachme, he would ask, he would be mispalt Hashem, v'asim mitro, and the rain would actually come. Zimna Chada one time, itzdrich amal mitro, the world needed rain. Shal Rabbanu Zugud Rabbanu Lagabe. So the Rabbanim of the Yeshiva, they sent a pair of Talmidei Chachamim to this Abba Chilkiya, L'mibay Rachmei Dinesi Mitra, for him to daven to Hashem that rain should fall. Also L'beisei, they came to his home, L'ashgichu, he was not there. Also B'dabro, so they went out to the fields, L'ashgichu, Dava Karafik, they found him hoeing and working the fields. Yohavu Le'shalmo, so they gave him Shalom, they said Shalom Aleichem to him. Now going on to Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, he did not even turn his head to, not only did not return the greeting, he didn't even turn his head toward them. He completely ignored them. The Gemara continues about a few other surprising hanhagas that they saw of him. And they followed him home at night. He saw them following him, realized what they were there for. He told his wife, let's go daven before they actually ask us to daven. And that way, if Hashem will send rain, we can say that it wasn't really because of us. You see, you didn't even ask us, and the rain came all by itself. That's really what happened. However, they realized what had occurred, and they started questioning him about the various behaviors that they saw throughout the day. So now we pick up the Gemara on Chaf Gimel and Bezes, page 13 of the booklet, five lines before the wide lines. Amrulei, so the Chachamim who came to speak to Abba Chilkiya said to him, Yodinun, we know, Dimitri Machas Marhu Da'asa. We are very much aware that the rain that fell came because of you. Elo, Leimalon Mar, Hani Mili, the Tmielon, explain to us these few bizarre behaviors that we saw. And we'd like to know why you did that. So the first one they focus on is what we mentioned. My Taima Kihivna Lamar Shalmo Le Azrulon Mar Ape. How is it that we gave you shalom, we greeted you, and you didn't even turn your head towards us? You completely ignored our greeting. Omer Lahu, we responded to them, Schir Yoim Havoi. At the time, I was working for someone else. Va'amin Olay Evgar. And I said, I will not be misbatel, I will not going to take pause to greet someone else while I'm employed to a specific employer. So we see the great tzaddik, who on his behalf, he caused the rain to come, was so medactic, he was so careful in his work for someone else, that he would not even take the moment to turn his head to a greeting, even though Chazal warned us that to not return a greeting is a form of theft to the one who greeted us. Still, while we were employed, he was careful not to waste even a second. Moving to page 14, we have the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. This is the Halachas of Kavod Talmid Chachamim. The Mechaber Paskins, the Gemara and Brun Kedushin. This is Simon Reish Mem Dalid, Halacha Hey. Ein Bali Umnius Chayavin Lama B'shein Talmid Chacham B'shash Eisim Lachtan. A Bal Umnius, someone who is busy with his work, is not Mechuyu, does not have the regular Chiv of Kavod Talmid Chacham to stand up while he is being Isaac, while he is working. However, if he's working for someone else, he's not self-employed. And he wants to be machmer lama and miponov, he's not allowed to. If he's working for himself, he is certainly allowed to take pause and be talmid chacham, although he does not have to. If he's not self-employed, he's working for someone else, then it is also for him to stand up for a talmid chacham who has walked in. Okay. Page 15, we go to the Mesil Sesharim, Ramchal, in Nekiyas, Parakeet Aleph, Parakeet, he's discussing Nekiyas, which he says is before Lifnimi Shuras Hadin. This is called Shuras Hadin. This is just being careful in every aspect of the Torah, and he is going through here the different levels of being careful when it comes to Gezel. So, when he discusses workers, he quotes some of the Ramchemas we've seen till now, and he highlights the fact how careful one must be not to take away from the time that he's supposed to be working for his employer. Then on page 15, the second paragraph, Ukvar patru es ha-poyelim, says, due to the fact that you have to be careful while working for your employer, so Chazal were absolved the poyelim, the workers, ha-isim, etzav ha-bayis, mi-brechas ha-maitzi, they do not have to make the first bracha, the bracha ha-maitzi, mi-brechas ha-chorinus, the brechas ha-mazen, and they do not have to say the last two brachas of brechas ha-mazen. We said they incorporate the third one into the second one, and the fourth one is left out entirely. Even when it comes to Kriyas Shema, all they say is the first bracha and the first parsha, and they leave out the rest. This is stressed when it comes to doing Lechus Shemayim, when it comes to benching, when it comes to Kriyas Shema. So how much more so when it comes to doing your own personal things, the very Rishos, things that are not Achiyuv, things that are not Lechus Shemayim. Shekol Schirayim Aser Bohem. Any hired worker definitely may not do them. So as not to take away from the Malacha of the Baal Bayis. If he did not, If he stops from his work and starts doing his own personal things, he's a gazlan. Hinei. Avachilkiya, the story we saw from the Gemara on Tainus, Afilu Shalom Laheshel Tumid Chacham Shnosel Shalom. He had Tumid Chacham came and greeted him with Shalom, and he would not even respond to the greeting until he bought him Lachas Re'ehu, so as not to take away from the work of his hired employer. The Yaakov Avinu, all of Hashem, the Var B'Fivi, Yom Yaakov Avinu, says clearly, I worked for you both in the heat and the cold at night, and I didn't sleep. What therefore will respond those who are kept busy with their own things, their own hanois, while during the time that they're working, and their bottle from the malach they're supposed to be doing, they start doing personal items as opposed to the work of the Baal Bais. Kol Yishol Dover. The Mesil Shom continues and sums it up. Someone who's a hired worker to do a specific malacha. So he quantifies the concept of schirus as I've sold my hours for the day. The way Chazal said, by every schirus, every rental is a schirus mechir liyayme. A rental is in a way a sale for a day. So too, when you rent yourself out as a hired worker, it's a schirus liyayme. You're rented for the day. Your hours are rented to the Baal Bais. So therefore, to take anything in return, during that time, to use the time for your own personal things, from the perspective of the Torah, if you sold your hours and now you take some of the time back for yourself, that's thievery. If it's the type of thing that the Baal Bais is not meichel, it's ene meichel. Shekar omru Rabbi Seinuzal, the Chacham tells us, this is considered b'adam chaveri. This is not b'adam makom. This is something that you owed to your employer. You took it back for yourself. So now, unless the Baal Bais is meichel, even Kippur can't help you until you ask mechila. Even if you took some time off to do a mitzvah while you were a hired worker, not only is it not a mitzvah, not only is it not a something beneficial for you, it's considered an avero. She'ein avero, going on to page 16, she'ein avero mitzvah. An avero does not become turn into a mitzvah. He brings a raya from this term of pasuk. Someone who stole an amount of chitim, and he ground it up, losho, he kneaded it, va'afol, he baked it, v'evrish men achalo, and he, it was marfash chalo, mevorach, he made a brocha, on the harfash chalo, inze mevorach el minoitz, that is not considered a brocha, that's something disgusting to Hashem, d'chsiv, v'yitzei aberich, nietz Hashem. On this concept, on this type of thing, it is said in the Gemara Yerushalmi, oiloi loze, shenasa sanigori kate goyrei. His lawyer, so to speak, has become his prosecutor. The one who's supposed to be helping him, his mitzvah, and now is actually going against him. But in the lulav hagozel, like they said by a stolen lulav, that it's as if you are mechabit someone with something that you stole from him. Not only will he not be grateful for this that you're giving him a present, now you're reminding him the fact that you stole it from him in the first place. Gazel, gazel's man gazel. So it's simple logic when you look at it that way. Just like stealing an item is thievery, so stealing time is also theft. Ma gazel sachev is oizel by mitzvah nas in goy category. Just like when you steal a chefetz, you steal an item and then you use it for a mitzvah, so now it's like, it's not gonna help you out. Your sanegra has become your kateger. Av gazel says man, but by mitzvah, so stealing time to do a mitzvah, also nas in goy category, it's like a mitzvah baba vero, and it's a terrible thing. Moving on to page 17, we have a Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim is giving the various halachas ben adam chaveri, and in Ois Shin Yud, third line, last word on the line, he says, Al yelech adam l'dabar m'abdi t'inayka yisbashal shum l'amdam pen yivatay medvarav. You should not go with a Rebbe who is teaching children during the time of teaching, because while you're speaking to the Rebbe, you're causing him to be mevatal. You're causing the Talmidim not to be learning at that time. V'chein, l'sachar poil shal Yisrael. You should not speak to someone who's hired to to work for someone else, if you see somebody working for an employer, don't go schmooze with them, because by you schmoozing with them, you're causing him to be nisbatel from his work to his employer. Not only that, al yeshev etzel sachir, afilu kishein sachir oisa pu'ula. You shouldn't even schmooze with him on his lunch break. Why? Shema yilei b'yishas lemer enli p'nai. Maybe when the time will end, the time of his break will end, and he's going to be embarrassed to tell you, I have to go work now. So you shouldn't go to someone, even on his break, because he may not be able to stop the conversation, and he'll end up taking away from his employer. There he says, "Bein rogel, bein leibayshis panav." If it's someone that you're familiar with, and he won't be embarrassed to tell you, "No, this is my time is up, and I got to go back to work." So then, bein mevatayim kaklum, and you're careful to end as soon as his break ends. So that's totally fine. He puts in Yireisha Mayim, kun chenim agavah bechilkio, the Yireisha Mayim that we found in the Gemara, not only wouldn't they schmooze while they were working, they would not even return a greeting. So again, let's point out, he refers to them as Yirei Shemayim. This is not Eikar HaDin he's saying even in the time of the Gemara you'd be allowed to return Shalom, but it just shows how far it goes that you should be careful not to be wasting any time from your employer. So we go to page 18, we have a quote here from the Nesiva Sakhir. It's a sefer on the Halachas of Sakhir. And he says, "Halacha Zayin, Me'ikar Hadin also levatal Evim Zana Veidalsei." From straight halacha, you would not be a hard worker; could not take any time off from his work. Rak Evid Shehu Poil Ha'Evid B'Schiras of Yishayis Rebiyemis V'Pneisha B'Kachu Mevatam Zana Veidalsei. This din is limited to someone who's hired for his time, as we saw in Sil Shisharim. This thing is really referring to a poil, a hired worker, someone who's hired by the hour. So then, by taking any time off, he's taking directly away from the Baal HaBayis. So if he's being geizel of Baal HaBayis, Avol Eved al Bosses Kaplona, someone who's a hired worker not for his time, rather to produce a specific project, to produce a specific output, Shetashim Schar Tel Yiritzua Malacha, his pay is based on him finishing the project and not really for his time. So there ain Israel Dabri Ita Techa Vedasai. There, Me'ikar Adin, you would not have this Iser to speak to him while he is working, because his main thing that he's getting paid for is getting the job done. It's not really time-based. So you're not taking away the time from the Baal HaBayis per se, because that's not what he was hired for. He was hired to produce a project. Aval, he continues, in Borish of Baal HaBayis Tzarech B'tchifas L'gmar Avodas HaKavlin, it happened to know that the employer really needs this work completed. So then, Ein L'daber Gamim Oibichu Kavlin K'dei Shleikim Nezik Baal HaBayis. So even though you're not stealing anything from him by delaying, but you are causing him damage because he needs this thing completed already. So you shouldn't do it, even though it's not Gezel, like it would be by a Poel who was hired for the time. Still, it should not be done because you're causing a loss to the Baal HaBayis who needs the project completed and you are causing it to be delayed. Good, page 19 we have here from the Chashuk Echemet, the Zivitzik Zilberstein, who wants to discuss halacha lemaisa when it comes to greeting people while you're working. So he says here, page 19, third paragraph, "Inin amiris shalom bolvad." When it comes to just giving, responding to a greeting, to say shalom, "Yitachin shebiyameinu hadavar muter." It's likely that today it would be muter. Just like we saw that when it came to benching, Medina de Gemara, you only bench two of the brachas, and yet we say that today the employers are not makbid, and therefore min hastam, you can assume that he would allow you to bench all four brachas. So just like we say by benching that today times have changed and the expectations have changed, it's not mistaber that your typical employer would be makbid for his worker to stop for a moment to return a greeting of his friend who is passing by. So he wants to take it a step further and say, if that was the assumption when you were hired that you could return shalom, so then you must return shalom. He references a Gemara in Brachas that if someone greets you and you don't return the greeting, it's like stealing from him the bracha of shalom. So since you're allowed to answer shalom, you should have to answer shalom. So I would think this is not like the Sefer Chassidim we saw that said this is a constant of Midas Chassidus of Abba Chilkiah not to return shalom, because if it was a Midas Chassidus, then he should have had to do it because there's Gzeilas Ha'ani. So it would seem that you're not mechuyev to return shalom even though you are allowed to. Be that as it may, he continues, but obviously to stop and schmooze, that is definitely usher in the time that you are employed by someone else who's paying you for the time. That brings us to the end of the first half of the booklet, which is discussing the obligation of the employer to the employee. Backwards, from the employee to the employer. Now we go to the second half of the booklet, which discusses the employer's responsibility to his employee. Now this obviously is going to be quite different, because the expectation of the employer to the employee is just that he's going to give him a paycheck at the end at the proper time. So it's definitely less obligation from the employer to the employee as the employee to the employer, where the employee actually sold his hours, so to speak, to the employer. Still, we have a few psukim that discuss the relationship of someone who has a Jew working for them, and we're going to see how that applies to the modern day employee. So we begin on page 22 with the pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Pasuk lamates v'chiyom chachicho imach v'nim karlach. If your brother has become impoverished and he has sold himself to you as an eved ivri, you may not work him the typical work of a non-Jewish slave. Says Rashi, on page 23, Rashi, top Rashi, avodas oved, you may not work him avodas shel genai, something that's an embarrassing type of work. Shei nikar ba ke'eved, that he seems that you're putting him in the position that it's clear that he's doing slave labor. Like what? You can't have him bring clothing after you to the bathhouse. You can't have him putting your shoes on for you. That is something that's typically left for a slave. So avodas bizayin, avodas shel genai. You may not put a Jewish eved ivri to work in that fashion. A few psukim later, pasuk mem gimel. Pasuk says, leisur devoy bech. You may not work him harshly. And you should fear Hashem. So this forech, this backbreaking labor that we found by Mitzrayim, may not be applied to an eved ivri. And Chazal tell us, we see here in Rashi again, Rashi pasuk mem gimel, 5 lines from the bottom. So the Chazal tell us it does not really mean the intensity of the labor. The intensity of the labor is not what causes labor to be considered forech, this backbreaking labor, this harsh labor. Rather, it's a psychological type of labor. It says Rashi, you cannot give malach shloi letzarech shkedei la'anoisei. You can't give him unnecessary work, which is just to show his servility, just to show his servitude. For example, al termalei hachem liyasakleis hazev v'enitzarech. You can't tell him heat up this cup of water if you don't need it, heat it up. Or adortach hazagefet ho under this grapevine ad she'ovei. Until I come, which is a different form. First form is unnecessary work, and the second form is endless work, in which it seems it's very clear that you're just taking advantage of him because he's a slave. Shema Taimar Ein Makir B'davar. Maybe you'll say nobody could tell in Letzarech Im Lav. I'll tell him in the beginning that I need it, and then I'll say, oh, I changed my mind. I don't want the tea. Still, this is something that's given up to the heart, and therefore the Torah stresses, should fear Hashem. Hashem knows what it is, and whether or not you really are taking advantage of this slave, and you must be very careful not to give him this avodas perech. So this is the pasuk in the Rambam. We move to page 24 of the booklet. The Rambam, perek aleph, is halacha hey, halacha vav, rather, kol eved ivri. 2 lines on the bottom. Kol eved ivri aser lavad by beforech. An eved ivri may not be worked harshly. Ve'ezay avodas perech. What is considered avodas perech? Zavodas she'ein l'kitzva. It's either endless work, work that has no defined limit, or avodas she'ein l'tzarech, or unnecessary work. Elatia machshavte l'havidai. I don't need it, so why am I doing it? Just to show that you're the slave and I'm the master. B'vad, l'havidai b'vad shle yevatal. Mikan omr chachamim. From here, Chazal tell us, shle yemr le yadot ha'chazakafonim at she'ova. You can't tell him just keep hoeing until I get back. The endless work is considered harsh. You can give him a finite amount of time or a finite amount of area that he should be working. Also, you may not say just plow this area even though I don't need it. Even though it's a simple task of just heating up water or cooling it off, if you don't need it, it is also. Someone who does this to his eved ivri is over. It is included in the Isser of Leisir de Boy Beforech. The only thing you can ask this Eved Ivri to do for you is something that is necessary and it's a finite amount. Continuing in Halacha Zayin, Kol Eved Ivri Aser LeYisrael Shekanohu LaHavida B'Dvarim Boizim. The first pasuk that we saw, that you cannot give an Eved Ivri work that is considered shameful work. Shem Yuchadim Latzas HaHavadim is things that are typically left for the slaves. Kugan Sheolch Achrav Kelev Beis HaMarchatz, to bring his clothing to the bathhouse, Achatzim and Olaf, to remove his shoes, Shem HaSavad Boi Avedis Ovid. Einonoig Boi Ela Kesachir, the way your Eved Ivri must be treated like a Sachir, Shenemar Kesachir Teshavia Imach. However, Mutal Sapra Le Sara Le Chabis Le Ksusa, you can have them cut your hair or to wash your clothing, Vlafis Le Yisasa, to bake your own things, because on a private level it's not considered slave labor. Avalayatza is a bound the rabbin, but you cannot make him a bathhouse attendant for the public. I say, a rabbin, or a barber for the public, or nachtam the rabbin, or baking for the public, because those are usually were the typical things that were left for the slaves to do. If that was his omnis, this is his trade, so then, even before he sold himself to you, this is his regular trade, or is then you could have him do that, because that's he's already accustomed to. Avalayam, then ubitchila malacha klal, you can't teach him a new talumna shahayuba, he shall isak shahaya isim kaidim, you leave him in the trade that he was accustomed to beforehand. Says the Rambam, this whole thing is qualified in this way, that all these halachas of the Torah are specifically referring to an Eved Ivri because his nafshe shvela b'mechira. He feels very down about himself in the first place and the fact that he was sold as a slave. So therefore, if you're going to go stress that servitude by giving him either avodas parach or avodas bezayin, so then you're stressing the fact that he is an Eved, and that's not okay. Aval Yisrael shalei nimker. But if you're dealing with a Jew that was not sold to you as a slave, mutal l'shamash by ka'eved, you are allowed to work him the type of labor that's usually given to a slave. Shereinu esem malachazu al ritzayim das atzmei, because ultimately it was his choice. As long as it's his choice, he doesn't see it as the kind of slave labor or the harsh labor that we see it, because that's a choice to do, so that it's not going to affect his personality in that way, and the Torah never answered that. That is the sheet of the Rambam, that these halachas refer specifically to an Eved Ivri who has no choice in what he is doing. However, we have on page 26 the opinion of the Shlah, referring to the halachas of how you treat your servant in the home. So the halacha is that you're supposed to give the shamash asuda, you're supposed to give him to taste from all of the different foods that are being served. Says the Shlah that we don't do this today. We don't necessarily give him to taste from every single one of the foods that he's serving. This is in page 26, Oizkof Samach Zayin. He references this halacha of Eved Ivri, and we said just like you are allowed to give the Eved Ivri only work that he's not Avedis Parach, but you cannot give him Avedis Parach, and yet when it comes to a hired worker, you could. So he wants to say that a servant works in a similar way. Yet we find that you are allowed to give today's workers work that would have been usher for an Eved Ivri. So it must be, he says, the reason is because we hired them originally with this understanding that they'll be doing this kind of work. And that is what removes the Isser. So too, when you hire the Shamish to serve you during the Suda, you do not have to give him from all different types, because originally it's as if you stipulated that you're not going to be doing it. So again, in Kuf Samach Zayin, he says, V'nira li, de'im masna imen metchila, second line in, if it seems to me that if you stipulate originally, v'shas chiva shalayitim lo'im mezeinus mi'am mezeinus shalayichol, if I stipulate that I'm not going to be feeding you from the food that I will be eating, v'agidim lo'im mezeinus shabnei abayis, I'll be giving you typical food like everyone else gets, oz afamidus chasidus enoi shayitim lo'im kol min amin, then you don't specifically have to give him from every single type of food that's being served, unless it has a specific smell that if it has a certain sharpness to it, then if you don't eat it, it's a question of sakono. Just like we find by Eved Ivri, the Torah says you cannot work him avedis aved. You can't have him put on your shoes or bring the kelim to the merchatz, to the bathhouse. However, we do all these things. Why? We stipulate originally, or it's as if we stipulate originally, that he'll be doing all these things for us, so therefore we're allowed to give it to him. So he clearly would assumes that even a hired worker would have all the halachas, except for the fact that it's as if we originally stipulated that he does not have the regular halachas of an Eved Ivri. So the Rambam said that the Eved Ivri is inherently different, because there's nafshe shvela, and that's why the Torah answered it, because he is already feeling down about himself, so now to give him slave labor will shatter his personality that much more, as opposed to a hired worker who never has that, because he's working by choice. The Shlah is assuming it's not because of the nafshe shvela olav, rather he really would be included iser of melechas Eved Ivri, that you cannot do a avodas parach, except that it's as if we stipulated originally, and that's what removes the iser. That's the opinion of the Shlah. So you have Machlek is the Shlah and the Rambam. Moving to page 27, the Mogen Avrom, again by the halachas of what we feed a shamish. So he quotes this Shlah. This is on page 27, the Mogen Avrom, Kufsam Uchtes, Sif Katan Aleph. Four lines in, says, Mehai time ain't onu noigin leetin le shamish u kolmin umin, gam onu manichin la vodum hoich keleinu achreinu le beis amerech, it's lidin al miraleinu. We do not give the shamish to eat from every type, and we allowed the avodim, meaning our hired workers, to bring our kelim to the Beis HaMarechitz. Tav kilu hisnu al kach, it's as if we stipulate originally. That is the Shlah. However, says the Magen Avraham from the Sefri, al b'Sefri dorish, b'yat ha-roide b'farach, av ha-roide b'ben chorim b'farach, ad kan l'shonei. That the Sefri, the Rambam was really coming from a Sefri, that the whole halacha of an Eved Ivri was said specifically by an Eved Ivri. It was never said by Ben Chayr, not because as if you stipulated originally. Avodim shalonu k'bnei chayrin dami. Our avodim, even though they are hired full-time, but still they're k'bnei chayrin, k'yuchel nachzer b'chatzi yerim, deylam din Eved. They do not have din Eved in the first place, and therefore these dinim do not apply, even if you did not stipulate originally, these dinim do not apply from today's employer to today's employee. Since he has the ability to be chayzer, and he does not consider an eved, it's not nafshe shvelo, and therefore the halachas would not apply. Having said that, we move now to page 28, which is the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yaino, and he says even in today's type of structure, of people who are technically working on their own and they should not apply, still, in some cases, when you're asking them to go beyond their typical boundaries and they feel compelled to do so against their will, then the Isser would apply. This is, again, page 28. This is Shar Shlishi and Shari Tshuva, Leis Samach. V'achichem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'achel l'esir d'avoy b'farach. The pasuk we saw before, that with your brothers you may not work them harshly. Says Rabbeinu Yehonah, l'shtabit adam b'chaveiro. A person should not subjugate his friends to work for him. If they are afraid of him, or they are compelled through embarrassment to follow his instruction, you have to take care that you cannot ask them to do whether a big thing or even a small thing, unless it's something they want to do. Even just to heat up water, just send them out to go buy bread for you. If it's something they'll feel compelled to do, so then you can be over this iser of leisidoy beforech over your brother. So again, we see he's extending this iser not only to someone who technically, who by law has to follow your instruction, like someone in Eved Ivri. He's saying even someone who through social circumstances feels compelled to follow your wishes. So you cannot ask them to do things for you unless you know for sure that it's something they want to do. Okay, so now page 29, we have this halacha l'maisa, a tshuva from the Mari Breuna. Mari Breuna was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadesha, and he lived in the 15th century. And he was asked here about an employer who has a female worker, and he wants to send her out into the marketplace and stuff like that to buy things for him and do different aspects of business for him. And she doesn't want to, she feels it's not within the auspices of the, not within her modesty levels. Reish Mem Beis, page 29, Reish Mem Beis, two lines from the bottom, Nishalti, I was asked, Hasechem Sharesas Isha Inara Basula, someone hired a female worker, or a unmarried worker, for Ruvain, and the employer, Shaleach Isa Lashok, sends her out to the marketplace, Vatei Agoyim, and even into the homes of non-Jews, Yechidus, she goes out alone. This hired worker is claiming his katani l'shoros k'derech ha'mishoros says b'bayis. I was hired to do domestic work. I was never hired to go out. Look at k'derech ha'noshim etzim b'chutz. I was to act like a man and go out into the marketplace. So v'heishavti kein ha'noshim d'ivreis. Mary Bruno responds that she's correct. Ein ruvei nochel l'chayfon l'konei sechidis b'tei ha'goyim. Ta'fei sheser b'dov shum yichud. Not only can he force her, it's also if there's a problem of yichud. Even if you'll tell me that it's a place where many people walk in and out. So it's true there is no Isser of Yichud. Still he cannot force her to go there. Why? First of all, you see people that have their personal preferences in Snias. Their in their level of modesty does not allow it. She's worried that there may be someone out there that doesn't like her and is going to try to damage her reputation. So therefore she has the right to say, this is not what I was hired for and I'm not doing it. It's true that to go out into the open market, so the married women, it is pretty typical for women to go out into the open market, still have a basulais. The unmarried women ain't dark and losses the shok vein ochalochov. It's not their regular way of going out there, and therefore you cannot force her. Venerally, not only that, there is a smach iser in the matter. Shenemar lo yisaytze ketzeis avodim. She should not be going out the way the men go out. So it's a remez that women should not be going out the way men go out, and therefore she has to object and say, this is not what I was hired for, and I am not going out there. Okay, we now go to page 31, which is a halacha l'maaseh sefer mishpat ha'poyalim, who sums some of this up l'halacha. Halacha yudalot, top of the page, l'or ha'omer le'el. Based on what was discussed till now, b'zmanenu hayayim today, she'agam hanaris regilus lotzes v'rechay l'tzorchem ha'pratim. It's very common that even single girls will go out into the streets to do their own personal needs. Rishoy ma'abed l'shlech pekida, a employer can send a hired worker. He may send an unmarried girl out on errands, to go to the bank, to go to offices, and see what I wrote at the bottom. So on the bottom, he discusses this a little more at length based on the Mar Makoyim we saw. On Chavtes, and Makoyim Ve'Oris on the bottom, page 31. Sikon Chavtes and Stapakti, Ba'ifin Shle Sichmu Meroish. He said, I'm not sure if they never made up. They never really discussed whether or not she'll be going out on errands to the banks and things like that. And there's no typical job description whether it does or does not include these things. If this worker, Vakav, she's unmarried, she wants to say that for me, I'm uncomfortable going to all these places. And says, I don't even go for my, I don't do these kind of errands. Maybe you cannot force her. I asked Rav Naftali Nussbaum, he's one of the big paiskim, the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael today, and he said, I heard from him, the Yosim Mistaber, it's more logical to Bizmanenu, Nifrat Hador, based on the way the typical social interactions work today, hired, unmarried girl cannot say that I'm uncomfortable walking into a typical bank or a typical office. However, he continues, after Kasi Kolze, after I wrote this, Shalatis Moron Hagoyin Rishwal Levi Vosner, Shlita, he asked Vosner, Zechron Lebrach, Lachria Bedover, to be Machria the Shaila, Ubit Chuvosa, and in his Chuvo, hastily he answered me as follows, El Shoinay Valashar Omad, Amashakasat Banu Shuvit Shevet Halevi, what I wrote in Shut Shevet Halevi, based on this Shut Mary Bruna that we saw, someone who hires a mishareses and asks her to go out into the market, he cannot force her to go out into the open market for him. Originally he said, because it's not the typical custom for her to go out. Also based on the remez that he saw from the Rishonim, Allah Pasuk lo yisaytze ketzeis ha'avodim ad kan. That still apply today, that single girls can say, I'm uncomfortable going out. In short, I will respond, as far as the Ikar Hadin, someone who hires a unmarried girl for an office job, going on to page 32. kafi tnoi havayda megubalim. She obviously has to do whatever is the typical terms of that employment was typical for that type of job description. Avala iduch kisa. But on the other hand, divya mari bruno she'in yochel kofel lechas avur b'shuk. This that the mari bruno said that she can't force to go out into the market. Him divya lekim chayim gomes manazet applies even today, where the typical type of things that women do every day. For to go out, buy vegetables, to go to the makolet, to the marketplace, in the mnoya, that definitely she can't say this that I'm uncomfortable doing. But to go to a place where there are impossible, immodest scenarios, definitely there's a possibility of Yisr Yichud, of being put to people who are naturally immodest. There's many places of employment that are like that. Particularly if she herself is uncomfortable going to these places, and she's going because you're forcing her to go. She really does not want to go. You cannot force her to do it. And he marshals for that the Rabbeinu Yehuda that we saw. Someone who forces a Jew to do something against their wishes, he's transgressing the Isser of despite the fact that he's right, there are many that are not makbid. Still, you can't force her to do it against her wishes. The fact that many people do it, unless it's already standard in the workplace that it's implicit that she agreed to it. If it's not like that, then you cannot force her to go. And obviously, if it's the type of place where there is a real chashash of yichud, he definitely cannot send her to that kind of place. So that brings us to the end of the typical obligation of the employer to the employee through the prism of halacha. Now there's one more topic here, of whether or not an employee is allowed to hire himself out for more than 3 years. We move now to page 34. Where the Mechaber in Chayshim Mishpat Shin Lamed Gimel Sivke brings the general outline of the halacha of someone who hired a worker for his time. Hischel hapel b'malacha. If you, the pile, the hired worker began his work and still in the middle of the day he chooses to back out, chaser, he is allowed to be chaser. Even if he already got his paid up front, and he doesn't have the money to pay it back, still he's allowed to be chaser. He could say, I'm done with this job and I'll owe you the rest of the money. Where is Yisrael avodim? V'loy avodim avodim. The Torah says Klal Yisrael is my avodim, they cannot be avodim to other humans, and that is mechayev the ability for the poel to be chayzer even b'enter. Says the Rama, Hago mehaytaimo aser lepoel. Based on this kilim Yisrael avodim, it is aser for a worker, afilu melamed or sefer, even a rebbe or a sefer, haskas melias bebeisid, bebeis balabais bekeva shalishonim. He cannot be kavua in the home of the balabais for 3 years. Many of the Achronim say it's supposed to say Yosim Mishal Hashanim, but either 3 years or more than 3 years, that already is similar to an Eved Ivri, and you're not allowed to set up a contract for 3 years or more. That's too similar to being an Eved. So that's on page 36. On 37 and 38, the Pesachei Tshuva on this halacha brings a Chassam Sefer that sort of qualifies this on some level. He said, because the typical way in the time of the Chassam Sefer was for Rabbonim to hire themselves out for either 3 years or 5 year contracts. They wouldn't go more than that, but 3 or 5 typical times. So Chassam Sefer goes on to explain that this comes from Ki Mishneh Schar Sachir Avodcha, that in Eved Ivri is typical Mishneh Schar Sachir, which the taich that the Ramo is using is a double schiris, which is 6 years. So therefore, 3 years is already considered a certain amount of avoda. However, says Chacham Sefer, again, this is 37 in the Pesachei Tshuva, 5 lines from the bottom, says, Noigin broiv tutsis yisrael lichtev shtar rabbonus al zman, yesh al shol yishonim, yesh al chom yishonim. And when it comes to hiring rabbonim, they write the contracts for either 3 or 5 years, atam lafidim v'or b'chay shemishpat. By hiring yourself after more than 3 years, now you're more like an Eved than like a Socher. You cannot sell yourself as a slave. So, in other words, we see from these psukim, "Hainu pamayim kishnei sachir," and "Eved Ivri" is double the years of a sachir. Well, Fize also asks, "Reis megimel shonim." So that's the simple reason why they would write the contract for up to 3 years. Achrashi v'chumish al pisefri pirish mishnas chas sachir shalved Eved Ivri oivri yom v'layla. He gives a different pshat to mishnas chas sachir. V'gam hasim b'yishai v'pasuk shalish shonim kishachir pirish kanke pirish achir. And Yishai on that pasuk he also gives a different pshat. So then you don't get 3 years out of it. The most you can answer is for more than 6 years. So therefore, they'll always limit it. They'll cap it at 5 years. They'll never go more than that because that's definitely seems like a schas sachir. But some will do for 3 and some will do for 5.
This Halacha audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.